So I'm now backstage at the Trinity Theatre. One of the places not many people see here at the Trinity Theatre, I'm in one of the dressing rooms with the band that is I Am Aquitaine. Say hello, everyone.
Hello.
Who is the person that speaks the most here in the band?
I talk quite a bit.
So you can do the job of introducing yourself and everyone that's here.
Hi, I'm Al. I play guitar. Gav is our bass player.
Hi.
Eleanor, our wonderful singer.
Hey.
And Monia, our tub-thumping drummer.
Hi. How you doing?
I've never known a drummer be quite that quiet.
Wait till you see the stage.
Does it get louder?
The claws do the talking.
That's what it is. So, for listeners to Michigan Radio on a Wednesday morning that maybe haven't come across your music before, tell me a bit about the band and what it is you do.
We're quite party rock orientated. We kind of like to get the music and the message, the meaning of that straight out to the people who are listening. So we've tried for the last year to really stream like that, to not be too self-indulgent, to give it out to the people who are listening so they can enjoy it.
You've been pretty busy, haven't you, with gigs just recently?
Yeah. We are a live band. We do feel like we like do our best work in front of people up on the stage, playing out live, and that's definitely where we play our trade the most. We're coming back into it now, really, after that whole kind of January downtime when nobody wants to leave the house. So this does really mark the return, and there's going to be plenty more coming up this summer.
Is there one song that sticks out for you as summing up what you're about and what you love doing the most?
Find Me.
Yeah, I was thinking
it's
the same. I didn't
want
to say
Find
first.
Me, yeah. Yeah, definitely. It's the single that we're going to be releasing in the summer. And I just think it really, really symbolises the dancing, high energy.
It's bouncy, isn't it?
Yeah, feel-good energy.
Bounce.
Yeah, so looking forward to that coming out.
This isn't the first time you've played the Trinity Theatre, is it?
Nope.
No. When were you last here? About this time last year?
Yeah, that's
nearly,
right.
Nearly exactly a year is what we were trying to sort of fathom before. It was borderline exactly a year today.
And how does it feel then coming back for a second time? You obviously liked it enough the first time.
Well, the sound here is just gorgeous. Mm. And the whole atmosphere in the room, you know, the sound just, it just flows over the room. So, yeah, it's beautiful.
It's also nice to play a theatre. We play a lot of venues, you know, in and around London and different parts of the country. And, you know, you go into a venue and you do a sound check in the evening and it's all kind of quick and sharp. It's nice to come for the day and settle in and, you know, be working there.
What time did you get here today then?
About 3 o'clock, didn't we, for the sound check.
So, preparation wise, you've sound checked, you're ready. This is just the waiting game now, is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's nice
get
to
the cards out,
get dressed.
It's nice to come back. It feels more homely, feel more relaxed. It's there's a lot more kind of like excitement.
It's very nice to have a dressing room, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whereas,
it feels a bit more mellow. Still butterflies, but mellow. Yeah, it's nice.
How did the four of you get together?
Morning, children.
You're trying to work it out.
It's a gradual. That was the last in. Yeah.
Yeah, I was playing on the same lineup as Alan Mon. And I was absolutely blown away by both of their skills. The audience were just absolutely loving what they were doing. So they definitely caught my eye. And then Monir actually came up to me after one of the shows and asked if I wanted to do a bit of a jam with him. And we just hit it off. And then Al got involved. And then Gav came and saw us one night and said, oh, I'd love to come and play bass for you guys. So it was really, really organic. There was no advertising. There was no searching or hunting. It was like four people coming together quite naturally, which was really special.
There's none of that kind of Gumtree-esque, you know, like bass player wanted for indie rock band. It was just like we kind of met, and every time that connection was made, it was very easy and a lot of shared interest and passion for like the idea of doing something like this.
You mentioned a single coming out in the summer. That must mean time in the studio.
Mm-hmm. We've been at Park Studios in Wembley, which is Tobin Jones.
Tobin Jones.
And that's been really good. We're actually back in on Monday.
Yes.
We're doing Monday and Tuesday. Ellie's finishing tracking main vocals for the B-sides.
Yes. Yeah, and BVs. And we've got some percussion to go on them as well. Mm-hmm. and then that'll be all wrapped up for that project.
Mm.
And we've just been down the road as well at the Granary Studios as part of the Granary Sessions Part 2. So in 2015, the Standard Lamps were selected to collaborate with the studio, and we are really proud to have been selected this year to go in and record completely analogue and produce this beautiful vinyl, which will be released on the 29th of April at the Forum in Tunbridge Wells.
There is something about a piece of vinyl, isn't there? Who is it? Is there one person here that said we've got to have some vinyl, or how did that come about?
Well, we got approached, didn't we, about it? Really, I mean, I don't. Have any of us actually got a record deck?
I've got a vinyl collection, but I don't have a record player now.
I used to. I kind of got rid of mine not very long ago, but now I'm gonna have to get a new one. But we were approached. Weren't we?
It's part of the same process. So you go to the studio, you track pretty much live analog. Desk into tape and then mix it down and then they press it to vinyl. That's the whole kind of what this Granary Sessions, Granary project, kind of the whole journey of it is sort of suits that. Trying to recapture the way that records were made back in the day. You know.
So it's not so much overdubbing and overdubbing and overdubbing and editing little syllables here and there. No. It's much more of a live performance that you're capturing.
Oh yeah. It was like one take, yeah, two takes, nice. And then we were. It was pretty strict.
Yeah.
And yeah, a lot of rehearsal time.
It's nice to have the discipline of having to make the choice in the moment. You know, like if you do another take, you're going to lose what you've just done, and it's nice to have that. I think because I mean, to be honest with you, I really like live performance. So I quite like you know, it happens and then it's gone. And that you get that sense in the studio when you're doing it like that, because you can't mix and match bits of the song. It's all got to be one whole run through, and I quite enjoyed that.
Yeah, there is an nice urgency to it.
Mm.
It was really weird because the environment that we're in is a really really laid back feel in the studio, and lots of people coming in and out, and it's a really really relaxed kind of feeling to it. But yet on the reverse side, you are on a knife's edge, because if you screw anything up, that's the whole take done, start again. So there is this sort of weird juxtaposition of like urgency to be able to create what you want to leave with, you know. So we definitely got it though.
Yeah, like you say, when the red light goes on, you go really sharp. The focus becomes right. We've got to try and get this one. You've got to really try and focus in on what you're doing to capture that. All four of you really playing as if you are playing live, and knowing that version of that live take is going to stay.
Mm.
That was interesting. But I know what you mean about vinyl. I think there's something really beautiful about how tangible it is, being able to get hold of the size of a record, and you can like hold it in your collection and see your artwork that big. That's really exciting to look forward to that coming out.
Yeah, something that with sort of all the internet-based music, there's something missed, I think, about the whole piece of art that an album or a recording or, you know, an EP can be. You know, you've got the artwork, you've got the product of it. There's something nice about that, that I can see why people get back into vinyl collecting, because you know, it's not just the sound of it. You've actually got a whole kind of work of art and a product to enjoy.
Maybe some wise words on the sleeve notes.
Hmm.
There's a whole story.
There is. There's a nice thing on it.
Which is really nice. So that wouldn't work anywhere else. But the guys who ran the project wrote a whole rundown, a synopsis of what happened over them few days, and it's really nice to read back through.
Yeah, you kind of, the artwork is done so that you kind of get a sense of the process that we went through in doing it. So the pictures are all kind of us working, and then there's a piece on the sleeve about what the process was like. It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a nice project. It really tells the story, doesn't it?
And so this is what you're working on at the Granary for part two of that, or is this the one that's...
Oh, this was done? Part two. The first part one was the Standard Lamps, so
yes,
for
okay.
them this is part two.
Yeah,
and they've gotten us in.
You are part two.
Yeah, we are part two. Yeah.
We've wrapped up the recording now and all of that, so yeah, now we're sort of building up to that April release, but we've got the ongoing project at Park Studios in Wembley, So still recording, still moving, still playing out. Yeah, lots going on.
So 2017, how does it look then? You mentioned the single. You mentioned what you're doing at the Granary. Gigs as well.
Yeah. We're going to be good. We're hoping to get some of the festival circuit going as well. We're hoping to get a few festivals booked in as well, aren't we, in the summer?
Yeah, and also we're all from different parts of the country. So Al's from the northeast, and then Gav's from the West Country. Moni's North London, and obviously I'm from down here in Kent. So we definitely take full advantage of going to those different necks of the woods, experiencing new people, new venues, and really utilising that, staying with our families, getting to know each other's families.
Like tonight. we're at Kettle Cottage tonight.
Yeah.
After we finish, which is affectionately the Aquitaine Elders, which is Ellie's mum and dad.
Yeah.
So we get to crash over and stay here. Which...
They're really the band's mum and dad as well.
Yeah,
aren't
they are.
they take care of us.
You're going to be looked after. A good breakfast tomorrow.
Yeah.
Probably deserving of it too by the time we finish this.
You're taking your laundry around as well. pushing it.
Careful. Yeah.
So what else to do before things kick off? Because you're on at 9 o'clock tonight, is that right?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I'm the only one not dressed, so I better get dressed.
Which sounds great on the radio.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm in clothes. I want everyone to know that I'm in clothes. I'm just not in my stage dress. It's not a dress. I'm going down a little hole now.
It's gone well.
But, basically, I need to pamper myself a little bit before going on stage.
The others here are going to help you with that.
I hope so. I need some decisions about what to wear. I've come with choices, so I think they're going to chip in and help me out there.
Well, I'm Aquitaine. Thanks ever so much for talking to us here on Miskin Radio. Let's hear some of your music now.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.